Well, welcome to our podcast, Widgets to Enterprise 2.0, the WebEx Connect architecture story. My name is Steve Levine. I manage the WebEx Connect developer community. And this is the first of a series, and we're going to have Rohit Deep, one of our senior architects, on the WebEx Connect project. Rohit is a senior architect at WebEx. He has been with the company for over 3 years. He's one of the chief architects for Connect Platform and Infrastructure. At WebEx, he has been a key architect of WebEx's current products and infrastructure. Welcome, Rohit. We'd like to find out what's in your head and what your thought process was for coming up with the architecture for Connect. I know you have a fairly large team working on this. And the first question that comes to mind is, why Connect?
Hi, Steve. I guess the question is more meant for product management than for me, because they're the one who conceived the product. But I guess what I would say is that the main goal for Connect is to solve the team collaboration problem. If you think about what WebEx has done in the past, it solves, it makes two or more people collaborate online very effectively. And if you look at all the other team collaboration products outside, like SharePoint or other products, they're more about asynchronous collaboration. Currently, there's really no true solution that marries the async and the real-time collaboration in a way that makes it more effective for our customers to use. So that's primarily one of the reasons behind Connect. And if you look at it, the key problem that we're trying to solve is, or the key thing about collaboration is, collaboration by itself never happens. It's always in a context of a business process, right? So when you're working in a business, you're working on something. Let's take, for example, preparation of this podcast. We are collaborating for this podcast. We prepared a document before. We got this meeting set up and running, and we have people editing this podcast. But it's, so there is a collaboration that's happening based on a specific context. And so WebEx, till this day, with its real-time technology, provides the context for the process. And Connect, basically, is the package that packages all these things together and makes any process relevant in any context. So I guess probably that's a long about way of saying what Connect is and what problem it's trying to solve.
So how about issues like security and scalability?
So one of the things that WebEx is if you look at the collaboration products and the products outside there, people have accepted WebEx as a software as a service company. We are the number one software as a service player. And one of the things, if you see, is we have built a scalable and a secure network that enterprises like Boeing and financial trading houses trust to have the data go over. And this is one of the strengths that WebEx has that pretty much is not existent in some of our competing products. And so the Connect leverages what we have with our Mediatone network. Just by building on top of Mediatone, we get a secure and scalable network that's already running WebEx's core business.
Are there any other solutions like this?
There are definitely a lot of collaboration solutions, and I think every company today pretty much has its own collaboration product. So we are not trying to solve a new problem here. But in reality, if you look at it, there's really no true solution that has real-time and asynchronous collaboration tied together and offered as a service.
Great. So, you know, as you being part of the architect team and design team, you know, what were the design goals for WebEx Connect?
So I guess from WebEx's or a business's perspective, that one of the design goals was get to market quickly. As architects, we like to design and create things and not really be tied down to delivering it on time. So what we basically went with this design goal was that we had to use whatever was available today and acceptable outside and not go ahead and reinvent the wheel. So Connect basically came out as more of an evolutionary design based on what we have today. If you look at, we are leveraging our Mediatone network. We use some of the open source projects and we extend them so that people can use it. And I guess that's a roundabout way of saying the second goal, which is it has to be standards or standards based. So it's not a proprietary platform. We didn't want to build something that people had to learn. Go deep dive and start learning it. We wanted to enable them to start building the products on top of our service fairly quickly.
Great. So, you know, I think a lot of our users are going to be interested in the deep down And so a good way to introduce that concept is to talk about the key features of Connect, like the platform and the API. And why don't you extrapolate on that?
So as we talked about before, right, one of the design goals for Connect was that it needs to be simple and use existing technologies. So if you look at it, what we've tried to do with the API, at least in the back end, is keep it fairly simple. And the other thing we have tried to do is make sure that the API works not just for people who write Ajax-based framework interfaces or even server-side integration. So our API kind of, we copied from, or I guess the right word to say would be inspired from, the SQL design. If you look at the way SQL works today, is it gives you a fairly flexible way of controlling the amount of data you get in and out. And our API is pretty much based on the model. You specifically have a query. You say if you want to get a username, you get a user object, and you can specify, just like in the SQL clause, exact piece of information that you need, or you can get the whole thing. And that keeps the API fairly simple to use. We don't have, hopefully we're not going to end up having a 250-page document just to go through our API. So it's a fairly, I think it's about 10 to 15 basic commands that you need to learn. And that'll allow you to control the data and get the data exactly the way you want it. So that's one of the key features of Connect. We could go through the list of other features that we have provided. For example, we support the industry standard of REST and web services. It seems certain people prefer one flavor to the other. Our UI framework is designed based on the popular Dojo Ajax framework. It's an open source framework which is extremely popular with all the Ajax programmers, and our widget framework is based on it. And we have provided all basic programming tools that you would need to build a software as a service product. So you get things like, we have all of our objects are extensible, so you can add custom values, custom data to it. You could create custom objects as well and treat us like a big data store. Hopefully that's not what's going to happen. And we provide, since it's targeted for enterprise, it's not an end user product, we provide a comprehensive policy engine. So there's a whole user groups, roles-based security model that's provided out of the box.
And so with this model, engineers, programmers can extend the specification. It's an extensible model.
Correct. That's one of the design goals of Connect, was to create something that is a programming platform. So we cannot dictate the object design to the end programmer, because if I want certain attributes of a user, another application might require certain other attributes of the user. So every object in our system is extensible. You can add custom data to it at any scope you want. You can even create your own objects. We provide complete support for that.
And I guess then the beauty of it is that it's based on standards, so it's not a totally new language that needs to be learned.
Yes, it's a Web 2.0 enterprise style, I guess. It's a completely REST web services based API. We use Ajax UI to integrate our UI framework. And so it's pretty much JavaScript XML.
That's great. So maybe in closing, I would say, what advice would you give to other architects at potential developer companies to get their minds around this, to get started, to just jump into it? What would you suggest they do?
I would just say they should just go to our site, go to our community site, download the framework, and start playing with it. It's fairly straightforward. We have our partners up and running in a couple of days. And I think it should not even take that long for people to go figure this out and start working and building on top of it.
Well, it was really great having you, Rohit. Thanks very much for your insights. I'm sure the public will get to hear from you again. And please watch out for the next in our series. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Rohit Deep is one of our senior architects for WebEx Connect. My name is Steve Levine. I'm the manager of the Connect developer community. Thank you very much.